is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Dream Life Mastery with Anik on the fourth Tuesday of the month. Anik is a transformational coach, educator and speaker, here to guide you to your own joy, passion and purpose. Having overcome a number of challenges, she discovered a new way of life without suffering and fighting, which she now shares with others. Please welcome Anik back to News for the Soul.
Thanks, Nicole. It's so great to share a sacred space here with you on News for the Soul Radio. And thank you, listener, for tuning in and welcome to today's show. It's always an honor and a privilege for me to be part of your day and your evolution. You're listening to Dream Life Mastery, dedicated to offering you guidance and motivation to unlock your inner truth and embrace your authenticity. I'm your host, Anik Monenfant. I'm a global healer, educator, and speaker, and I help leaders, visionaries, and changemakers connect to their inner wisdom, awaken their gifts, and embrace their authenticity, which empowers them to be the catalyst for change they came here to make. For today's show, our inspired topic is Awaken Your Purpose and Prosperity. And this topic is very near and dear to my heart. It speaks very much to my own personal evolutionary journey, if you will. So let me give you a little bit of background on that and a little bit of an agenda for today's show. So we're going to start with some concept to begin with and outline just some understandings and definitions of some of the different terms and perceptions that we carry in our society, in our mindsets, that I see very often holding beautiful souls back from thriving in their purpose and withholding prosperity from themselves as a martyr, self-sacrificing pattern. And I'll tell you quite honestly, nothing wrong will happen in the world if more heart-based people are thriving, are more prosperous, and are living more fully in their purpose. Only good things can come of that. So one of the places I'd like to start today is giving you a little bit of background on my story of how I got to where I am. I started the traditional path of discovering what my purpose was and how to access prosperity for myself in my life, creating that security and that foundation. Went to school, got a diploma, got a job. By the age of 30, I was a branch manager of a multi-million dollar firm. That was my big goal for myself. I reached that plateau and kind of wondered, like, now what? When is the joy, the sustained joy and the happiness and that deeper level of purpose going to show up for me? I had checked off all the boxes. I'd done all the things that I was told would bring me to this wonderful life experience. And I still was waking up every morning with an ever-growing void within me that I couldn't put my finger on because I had all the things. I had great friends, relationships. I had financial freedom. And I really enjoyed what I did. I loved my clients, and I felt very satisfied. I was good at what I did. So I couldn't figure out what was going on for me. And I share this story with you because what I'm noticing is that many of us are waking up to the same question. And I want you to know that if you're like me, you've probably had that moment in your life where you kind of have that aha realization, or you ask yourself, is this all there is? There's got to be more to life than this. You know, paying bills, getting up, doing your routine, doing your laundry, getting up, doing it all over again. And many of us get caught up in that day-to-day struggle. We're so focused on surviving it and just making it to the next to-do list or next task on that list that we gift ourselves maybe moments where we get to be present, where we get to be joyful, where we get to be in our purpose. And those moments are, in a way, outside of our bigger realities in the larger aspects of our time and of our how we spend our days. And for me, what was happening for quite a long time is I would wake up every morning with this ever-growing sense of dread, like, oh no, I got to do it all over again. And I remember asking very clearly one day, there has to be more to life than this. And it's really funny about how the universe works is as soon as you pose a question, the universe conspires to show you what that answer is. And very quickly, things change for me. I left my very profitable and wonderful career in the finance industry and decided to just let it all go and discovered this whole realm of energy and holistic approach to living, spirituality, evolution, mindset. And I really felt like a kid in a candy store. I simply could not get enough. It's like I had peeled back this layer of a whole different world that at the time didn't even know existed. And it really feels like a past life in a lot of ways because we're going, this happened to me about a decade ago. And when I look back and I tap into who I was at that time, it's almost incredible to think and to recognize just how much has changed and yet at the same time, how much has stayed the same. And so today's focus that I wanted to share with you is the journey of awakening your purpose and your prosperity. So when I started by asking the question, there must be more to life than this, it opened a door for me. So if you're noticing that you're reaching for more, you're wondering if there's more, you're curious about if there's more, then I invite you to ask that question to yourself. Now, here's one of the biggest blocks that I see for many. Because I had all of the things and I had checked all the boxes off of my to-do list of what should be giving me a happy life, I felt really guilty that I wanted more from life. And that guilt really held me back. Like, am I not grateful for everything that I have? Who do I think I am for wanting more from life? And that guilt really kept me stuck and paralyzed for many years. And if you're listening today, I want you to know that your soul is by nature an infinite being and is going to continue to expand and evolve and grow and desire for more experiences. There is no cap. There is no limit to how much joy you can experience, to how much love you can experience, to how much happiness you can experience, to how much depth that you can experience in life. So I want you to know it's okay for you to desire more from life, and it does not mean that you're not grateful or that you don't appreciate everything that you have right in front of you. It's okay for you to want more. So please don't deny that from yourself. It's also one of the most important key elements in acknowledging the nature of your soul and the purpose that your soul came here to achieve on this planet. So let's get one thing straight. Your soul's not a jerk. Your soul didn't think, hey, let's go down the planet, do all the things that we hate, live life miserably, and then, you know, die and come back. Your soul had a divine plan to create positive change, expansion, and experience on this planet. And your soul chose your purpose based on what you love to do, what brings you joy and passion in your life. And your soul also wants you to fulfill and be successful in your purpose. So it allows you and supports you in being prosperous and in thriving in your purpose. Otherwise, you're turning yourself inside out to achieve your goal. And your soul's not a jerk. It didn't decide, hey, let's go to the planet. Let's suffer a whole bunch. That'll be our purpose there. Done deal. And from my deep explorations, not just within my own inner communications, my own connection to source, and working with thousands and thousands of people, I've never met someone's soul that was a jerk and was like, hey, let's come down to the planet and suffer. That suffering model is tied into our separation paradigm that we continue to pass on generation after generation within our society and in our mindset. That is a dated and a very unfortunate mindset that many of us share within our collective consciousness. Suffering is not a prerequisite for you to fulfill your divine purpose. Love, passion, inspiration, joy, those are powerful fuels for purpose. You can create beautiful and you can make a huge wave of change from that energy, from those elements. Yet so many of us continue to choose suffering and separation from source in order to feel validated in our purpose because we worked hard to get there. And so your deeper purpose in what you're here to achieve will continue to grow and evolve with you. Every time you think you've got it figured out, it'll change. And that's perfect. And that's great because it's going to evolve with you. It's going to continue to expand. So just be okay with that. And your purpose, when you think about what brings you the most amount of joy, the most amount of pleasure, the most amount of satisfaction, are you choosing to live your life with those experiences and allowing those experiences to create a supportive environment for you in terms of prosperous support, resources? Are you being supported by your world, your environment, and source in terms of what you need in order to live in this life? Are you using or allowing your purpose to create prosperity for yourself? And I'm sure you can think of at least one person. I know a few right that come off the top of my head. When you look at Louise Hay, for example, she was deeply passionate about what her purpose was. And she was living in prosperity. When you think about how passionate Dr. Wayne Dyer was in sharing his teachings, many of which were channeled, he was a wonderful philanthropist and lived in prosperity, both of them very humble. But when we allow ourselves, the heart-based ourselves, to be supported in that way, we are then capable of being even more generous. And I bring this up because what I've noticed, one of the second biggest blocks to prosperity for heart-based individuals, is there's this spiritual subtle stigma against having wealth, around having money, about desiring money. And that in itself is a judgment. Because realistically, money is a piece of paper with ink on it. And a lot of the times, it's actually just a blip on a computer screen. And so what we've done is we've demonized our instrument of exchange that we use within our society. For no good reason. Like, that's not a heart-based decision to ostracize or to demonize something that really is just a piece of paper or a number. What we've done is we've associated money with greed and power over. And so I wanted to share with you some of the energies that I've been noticing, and you probably have as well, about the major shift and transformation that we're seeing in our planet. And one of them speaks to what I'm sharing with you today. is the redistribution of power and prosperity and how we allow and what we support within our collective. There is a major shift happening from a system of power over the people to an empowered population, where each and every one of us allow ourselves to be independently empowered within our choices, where we're not a victim to circumstance or society, but that we can live fully and completely empowered individually as a collective, in co-collaboration with our community and like-minded souls that are here to achieve beautiful purposes. And the second element that's really shifting is a shift from prosperity for the few to opportunities for all to thrive. And so those are two of the largest energies that I've been noticing, and you've probably seen and felt this yourself as well. So this is an invitation for you to step into your personal power and to allow yourself to be supported through Source in the ways that it shows up in our physical realm. And that can mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. So let me make a few things clear before we go into the more practical element of today's show. I'm going to support you in moving into a healing meditation as well as a number of activations so that you can connect directly to your soul's most authentic divine purpose, your highest timeline, so that you can awaken these things for yourself. But I wanted to start this off with a little bit of an understanding about where we're going today. When we tap into our awakened purpose and we allow ourselves to be in harmony with the purpose that we're here, everything else in our lives gets easier. How we feel about ourselves, our mental health, our physical health, our relationships, and our bank accounts. Do you hear what I'm saying? We don't have wonderful harmony in all areas of life, and then we're scraping by to pay our bills, or we're always overwhelmed or overburdened with the needs that our external world is asking from us, and we're always pouring from an empty vessel. Awakening your purpose and prosperity is about creating an internal overflow within yourself so that you can be generous and show up in the world from an overflow position. It's really time for us to stop simply surviving and give ourselves permission to move into a thriving perspective. Now, when you sit with that for a minute, when you, and here's where we all get to make a personal decision. What does your current definition of success feel like for you? Does it feel unattainable, or does it feel like it has some sort of shame or guilt attached to it? Or do you feel really in alignment with success? Everyone will be at different places. Does it feel like you're reaching and you might never get there? Does it feel that if you have it, well, then you kind of hide it and you're ashamed of it because you don't want any judgment from others because you've achieved? Or do you feel that you have a really positive relationship with success and that you allow your success to be an inspiration to others that they can achieve as well? And when you think about your definition and you feel into your relationship with prosperity, and let's go right to the core of it where a lot of the blocks come from. When you think about money, and having an overflow and abundance of money so that you can have easy access to resources and support and be generous in the ways that your heart really desires to. Does that feel attainable for you? Do you have a positive relationship with money? Or do you feel shame or judgment around having it? And prosperity can show up in a lot of different ways as well, and not just necessarily your bank account, but the resources that you have access to through your relationships, through your network, through bartering. And a lot of the times, how this limiting belief will show up for some people is, well, I have enough to get by. And so that is a surviving mindset. If you're just getting by, well, that's wonderful. You know, let's not discount that. But if you're just getting by, then that creates a limit on your power of choice, your freedom, your access to resources, and your capacity to be generous, because you're just getting by. Oh, I have enough to get through. And so that's a very beautiful, humble statement, but it's also sometimes seated in shame. So just be mindful of that and feel into that and see what shows up for you. Here are some other indicators for you to bring into your awareness. Because the purpose of today's show is not for you to get necessarily, if this happens, yay, but it's not always how it shows up for most people, is having that instant knowingness of everything that you're going to do for, I don't know, the next year and exactly how that's going to play out. It's not normally how that shows up for people. The purpose of today's show is to support you in connecting to the deepest level of your soul's divine path and allow you to go from surviving to thriving, allowing you to release any limiting social programming that you've taken on that create any shame, guilt, or any perceptions that are holding you back or weighing you down around what your purpose is and what your worthiness to prosperity is. Now, what I mean by that in our social programs is when you look at some of the terminology or some of the sayings that we have, you know, for example, nothing worthwhile comes easy. Okay, well, what does that belief, what does that affirmation say? So, like, what if my job, what I do comes really easy to me? And I get recognized and compensated fairly for what I have to offer. Does that mean it's less valuable? Does that mean it's less important to me? So when we look at some of these beliefs, you know, and how we behave in our society, very often we are so ready to cheer on and recognize those who have succeeded through much hardship and suffering. We call it the hero story. But how often do we pause to celebrate those who achieved easily and effortlessly? And what does that say about how we validate and value our own successes? And I'll often hear people say things like, oh, wow, that was great. Oh, it was nothing. Oh, it's not a big deal. Oh, that was easy. And we diminish our achievements with those subtle statements that we make, that we're just diminishing what we're offering, what our value is that we bring, what we have to share with the world. Just because it comes easy doesn't mean that it's not valuable and doesn't mean that it's not extremely valuable and worthy of creating prosperity for you. And so what I want you to explore as well, and you can even think back to this morning. So when you woke up this morning, are you waking up to a life that you're excited about? Do you wake up, go and think and feel like, oh my God, I'm so excited about what the day has to bring? I'm so curious to see what gifts my day will bring for me. Or you're like, oh, here we go, beginning of the week. Gotta go back to it, back to the grind. How do you feel when you think about the day that you have ahead of you? And some of you might be, oh, I feel great about the day. I wake up peaceful. And maybe that your daily routine starts to creep in around lunchtime or around supper time where you're starting to feel the grind catching up to you. When you go to bed at night, do you feel your heart overflowing with purpose and joy and harmony? Do you feel like you have access to resources and freedom and prosperity? Are you thriving in your health, your wealth, and your relationships? And see how that feels for you. So when you give yourself permission to take off your rose-colored glasses and just have a reality check on your reality, how does it feel? How are you making out? Do you feel supported and that you are fulfilling your highest divine purpose in this moment? Do you feel like you are fully fulfilling your soul's divine purpose and using your unique divine gifts in order to fulfill that purpose and being adequately compensated for it? Or do you have these beautiful things that you do in the world that are more of a hobby that don't create a lot of resources for you, and then you go and you work maybe a grinding type experience in order to pay your bills? Do you have your purpose on one side and your prosperity on the other? So sit with that and see how that feels. All right, I'm feeling you're all ready to get to the good stuff. So let me just share with you a little bit what we're going to do before we dive into the healing meditation and activations. We're going to be using your soul star chakra and your earth star chakra. So I'm going to preface this with making the assumption that some of you may or may not know what that is. Your soul star chakra sits about 6 inches above your crown, the top of your head, and it is a gateway, if you will, for your soul's energy to be embodied within your physical expression, which is kind of the quick and dirty version of what that particular purpose of that chakra has. The Earth Star Chakra connects and anchors that soul energy into this physical body. So they both play a slightly different role in the dynamics of fulfilling your life's purpose. And I invite you to explore and expand the purposes and the interpretations that various people have on their two chakras. There's lots of that information on the internet, and each will offer you a different spin on what that those two particular chakras have to offer you. They're really beautiful ones if you want to explore them for yourself. But for the purposes of what we're doing today, that's just the quick and dirty of how we're going to use them. Now, your solar plexus is you willing yourself and manifesting your physical expression into this plane of existence. So those are the three major chakras that we're going to use, although that being said, we're going to be using all of your chakras. Your chakras don't work interdependently one from the other. So I wanted you to be familiar with that terminology prior to moving into the healing meditation and activation part of our session today. The second element that I just want you to be mindful of is that when I use terms like success and prosperity, you are an empowered, free will agent of your life. You are the CEO of your reality, and you get to decide what that definition is for you. It's by no means my personal definition that what I want and desire and how I perceive that within my life could be very different to what you desire. And so for some people, They might feel prosperous with millions of dollars or billions of dollars, and some other people might feel very prosperous having lots of acreage and abundant gardens and a beautiful community and or a combination of both, right? So prosperity and success and that support is very defined individually. And so give yourself permission to choose and select that for yourself. That feels good for you and your heart. Good. All right. So now let's go into our healing and activation aspect. And obviously, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. Go ahead and listen to the replay and do this exercise when you're in a safe position to do so. And for those of you who are ready and willing and able to expand their divine gifts, tap into your purpose and expand into prosperity, let's get into it. So begin by taking a few nice, comfortable, deep breaths, focusing on elongating your exhalation. And give yourself permission to get nice and comfortable in your body as you do so. Nice, long, comfortable breaths. And how the healing activations work is I'm going to make a statement out loud. And if that affirmation or statement or invitation for healing sounds good to you, you simply say yes out loud. And that healing happens on a quantum level. Those seeds will be planted on the subconscious level to be integrated into your life and meet you where you are. So that healing will integrate to the highest capacity for what you're ready for. So what's nice about these types of healings is they are applicable no matter where you might find yourself in your evolution. So take another nice long deep breath. We're going to focus on your pranic tube. Your pranic tube is this beautiful column of energy or column of light that runs along your spine and connects all of your energy centers and beyond. Just allow yourself to be open and receptive to having your pranic tube healed, energized, and brought into balance. So if you would like that healing activation, you may say yes out loud now. We're going to open up that pranic tube and let that energy flow. Take a nice breath. Allowing that breath to support the movement of that energy. Let's connect now to Mother Gaia, allowing that pranic tube, that beautiful column of energy to connect deep, deep down into the earth, into that crystalline core. Connecting to that earthly energy, that abundant energy. And now allowing your pranic tube and the top of your pranic tube, that beautiful column of energy to connect to the celestial realms and beyond. Connecting to source energy. Into those higher realms and allowing that energy to move down through the top of your crown and up through the base of your spine and collecting and expanding into your heart chakra and expanding all around you like this beautiful ball of light. Now, with your permission, let's go ahead and activate your soul star chakra. And you can just imagine that beautiful chakra 6 inches above your head just opening up and allowing divine source energy to harmonize, to expand, and to empower that chakra. Allowing the divine blueprint of your soul's purpose in this life expression at this time to awaken within you. Would that be okay? So let's allow that healing activation to take place, if you so choose. And as you breathe in, allowing that energy to come in, seeing it, sensing it, or knowing it in any way that you would normally connect to your intuitive capacities. Allowing that energy now to move down into your crown, your third eye, your throat, your heart, your solar plexus, your sacral chakra, your root chakra. And now moving all the way down to your earth star chakra. Now, with your permission, let's allow activation, expansion, and the awakening of your earth star chakra to be amplified and brought into a harmonious energy to support you in anchoring your purpose into your physical reality, in all that you do, in all that you are, in all that you create, living fully and completely in your highest purpose. And allowing that deep, meaningful purpose to support you in prosperity, in freedom, in empowerment. Take a nice breath, and if you so choose, allow that healing activation to take place. And just notice any sensations, any images, or any thoughts. As you open and allow that integration to take place. There, now let's allow your solar plexus to expand, to be harmonized, and to allow you to will your divine purpose into this physical realm, into this life, and allow your soul's purpose to be expressed in all that you are, in your authentic expression, in your relationships, in your words, in your actions, in your emotions. And if you would allow, if you would like that activation to be integrated now, you can say yes out loud, if you so choose, taking a breath and allowing that sacral chakra to expand now and awaken and activate your divine purpose, and allowing your sacral, your solar plexus chakra to support you in experiencing prosperity and empowerment in all areas of your life, which is one of the elements and facets that that chakra supports you with. Nice breaths. Good. All right. Now let's move into our heart space. Your heart is the junction point, if you will, for all aspects and elements of you. You are a beautiful, interdimensional, infinite being. Your human expression being one little sliver of that aspect. Now, as you breathe, I want you to just pretend or imagine that you're moving down, 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 deep, deep, deep into your heart space. Moving down, 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 deep, deep, deep into your cells. Moving down, 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 deep, deep, deep into your atoms. Moving down, 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 deep, 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 all the way down to that source energy, that creation energy, that connects all things. And then I want you to move down one more layer to that unique resonance and vibration of source energy that represents your soul's expression. Take a nice breath. And if you would like support in connecting to that element of self, to that aspect of you, you may say yes to have the wisdom, feeling, and application of what it is, what it feels, and what it means to connect your deepest aspect of self through the authentic soul expression. Connecting you deeply to your soul's wisdom, allowing you to have the wisdom, feeling, and application of what your soul's purpose was in this life, in this timeline, in this dimension, version of you. Connecting to that energy, activating that wisdom and allowing it to integrate now in every cell in your body, every atom of your being, allowing that wisdom to be embodied. If you so choose, say yes now. Take a nice breath. Now connecting your soul star chakra, your earth star chakra, and your solar plexus, and create a connection to these three chakras to guide you in this life's purpose. And if you would like support with that activation and that connection for the purposes of moving you forward and manifesting into this physical reality your divine purpose, supported in abundance and prosperity, you may say yes now. Allowing that activation, expansion, embodiment, and integration to take place if you so choose. Take a breath. Now remain in that beautiful, many people see it, this beautiful white light. It's just imbued with this divine energy. And notice the infinite moment and the stillness that exists in that space, deep, 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 deep within yourself, within your soul's authentic vibration. And I'm going to offer you a few prompts. And I don't want you to go looking for the answer, because sometimes these answers will bubble to the surface moments, hours, or days after they've been asked. So just be okay with what shows up in this now moment, knowing that you will get exactly what you need that's appropriate for you at this time. Let's begin with the first prompt. What are your divine gifts, your unique gifts that only you can bring in your very special way into this world? You have a capacity within you that you do in such a way that no one could replicate how you do that. And that could be a state of being, it could be an action, it could be something that you create, something that you do, a type of service that you love to share with others. Sit with that. What is the unique, special, divine gift brings and sparks so much purpose, so much joy, and so much passion for you. That awakens your soul like nothing else. What is that for you? Now let's pose this question to your subconscious mind as well as your soul self. What is holding me back from allowing my divine gifts to support me in fulfilling my purpose in prosperity? What is holding me back from being prosperous while fulfilling my purpose using my divine gifts? Do you believe it's possible? Do you believe that the world will support you in doing what you love? Do you believe that you can only earn a living by doing things that are hard and things that are fun and joyful? Those things don't have any kind of value when it comes to monetary exchange. What shows up for you? Now let's ask a different question. Let's ask your soul and your subconscious, what is holding you back from accessing your personal empowerment and prosperity that is your birthright? What is really holding you back? Is it that you don't know that it's your birthright? That you're entitled? That you deserve? That you're worthy? That you're allowed? Are you waiting for someone else to give it to you before you claim it for yourself? Are you afraid that if you claim it, you're taking away from others? Are you holding a lack perspective when it comes to personal empowerment and prosperity? Feel into that. And feel free to sit with these questions. What's really holding you back? Is it a lack mindset? Is it I need to self-sacrifice and struggle in order to fulfill my divine purpose? Can you imagine someone living their divine purpose and being fully supported and living abundantly in their lives? Can you imagine that? Now, can you imagine it for yourself? Are you allowed that as well, or just others? Feel into that. Now, unlocking your deepest truths so that you can move forward empowered and supported in your highest purpose is a crucial part of your journey to enlightenment. Now, if you're listening to this and still wondering, how do I access, awaken, and expand my divine gifts, purpose, and prosperity? How do I access my personal empowerment and prosperity? Those answers are waiting for you to uncover. And you have a built-in system to help you at every turn. One of the things that I love to share and teach is for you to know how to unlock that for yourself and to act as a bridge and sometimes a messenger to that wisdom for you. You might be wondering, how can I stay grounded in my heart and choose to move forward from a place of love instead of reacting from a place of fear that keeps me reliving the same day in and day out from a position of struggle? Well, here's the good news. The abundance foundations that I've developed are simple yet powerful strategies to meet you where you are, no matter how long or how little you've been doing your growth work, and take you further. What I love about these foundations is they continue to support me every time I up-level. From the time that I left my career and had no idea what I was going to do to my first booking 10 years ago to when I hit 4 figures to when I hit 5 figures to when I hit 6 figures. And now as I'm leading my team of staff to a 7-figure corporation and living my purpose fully, using my divine gifts to support me in creating prosperity and philanthropy and creating the world that I want to leave behind as a legacy. And you can get started today. I have the Abundance Foundations set up as a complimentary program for you. The short and sweet program is designed to support you to cut through that white noise that we all get lost in and get to the core of what's holding you back in just 5 days. You'll simplify your world and step into abundant flow through learning to transcend your limiting beliefs while you develop a prosperity mindset. Attracting abundance into your life really can be that simple if you're prepared to commit. Make yourself a priority and break those negative patterns that are holding you back. This program is no beating around the bush, no fluff, no fuss. The Abundance Foundation is a fast-track, focused mini course to help you reclaim your life and take it to the next level. And I want that for you. I want you to experience waking up in the morning going, wow, how much better can this get? And really feel your soul thriving and feeling supported at every turn in all that you do. It's such a beautiful experience. And from my experience, this is what my soul intended. My soul rejoices to see me enjoying life at this level. For more information on the Abundance Foundation program, you can visit my promo tab on my host profile at newsforthesoul.com, or you can register on my website at masteringascension.com under the resources section. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to tune in to our live broadcast every fourth Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. PST or 2 p.m. AST, and check out my past episodes on your favorite listening portal. This is Anik Malafon, your inner world guide. I am humbled to be part of the unfolding of your amazing journey. Until next time, be well.